This episode of Christmas Countdown is brought to you by Countdown Network. From Disney to theater to Christmas, parenting, and beyond, Countdown Network is your home for the top-ranked Countdown podcasts in the world.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Welcome to the Christmas Countdown podcast show. Spectacular. We are giving you a mid-June check-in episode.
Yes.
We wanted to see how your Christmas vibes are flowing, how you are doing. We are almost to the halfway point, folks. We have almost made it halfway back
to Christmas Town.
We are here. My name is Eric Peterson. I'm with my lovely and good buddy, Danny Jordan. We are coming to you live through your earbuds. We just wanted to see how you're doing.
Yes.
Because we've been talking, and we hope that you've been talking to each other, and hopefully we noticed that some of you have been sending us messages about Christmas stuff and seeing how we're doing with our Christmas stuff. So we wanted to check in with you all, see how things are going, update you on some Christmas stuff, and we have a very exciting announcement.
Bum, ba-da-bum, bum, bum, bum.
So Danny, how are you? How is your Christmas vibes going? Are you feeling at a halfway point? Are you feeling like it never ended? Where are you at in your Christmas timeline?
I mean, Eric, you know, it's no secret to people who've been listening to this show, you know, for the last, what, 8 months now. I run our social media, so I feel like I'm always in the Christmas vibes. You know, it's just inherent to who I am in my spirit, but also, you know, I'm constantly curating content, as they say, for our Instagram page, our TikTok. And if you're not following us there, please make sure you do that. We are at Christmas Countdown Show on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, and at Xmas Pod on Twitter. We have seen an absolute explosion of new people coming to the Christmas Countdown crew over the last couple of weeks. I think we've gained over 1,000 followers on our Instagram page,
whoa,
which is amazing.
In June.
Yes. So if you are a first-time listener or, you know, first-time long time, as they like to say in the radio biz, welcome to the Christmas Countdown family. We're so thrilled to have you. I am so in the Christmas spirit. Eric, I actually brought with me to our recording session today a Christmas candle. Our listeners can't see this, but I'm going to show it to Eric. It's got snowflakes all over it.
Balsam?
This is from Bath and Body Works, actually.
Yeah, but what's the scent?
Oh, it's sweater weather.
Ooh, I've never heard of that one. That sounds fun.
It's a little sweet for my liking. I'm more of like a, you know, birch, you know, some sort of like Christmas tree farm.
Balsam.
I want it to smell like a Christmas tree. But, you know, I went to our extra stash of candles that were left over from last Christmas season, and this was the one that was there. I actually have, full disclosure, I have a miniature version of the same candle as well. But this one feels less Christmassy to me because it has like fall trees on it. And so,
so
I don't know how I feel about that
one. It's much more of a fall candle.
It's even got a leaf on the cover.
I feel like we love fall, right? Fall is probably my favorite season because I feel like it tells us that Christmas is coming.
As I like to say, we're falling into the Christmas season.
Boom! Yes! Ding! Put it on the board, everybody. That was a good one.
Thank you.
That was a good one. Danny, tell me this. Is there any Christmas like news that we should be aware of? I think we talked on our last episode about the Christmas Story remakes. We've already kind of covered that. But you were telling me right before we started about some legal news.
Yes.
What was that
story? Hot off the presses. But before I get to that, there's one more thing I want to share with you, Eric, that is joining me in the studio today.
Oh,
I found, and Eric knows this because I sent a picture of it to him recently, but I was at Target with my daughter, and sometimes I just find myself in the collectibles section accidentally looking at, you know, Funko Pops and just random toys that they're bringing back. And I found quite possibly the best stuffed animal that has ever been created in the history of stuffed animals. It is Harry from Home Alone as a stuffed animal, and he's got his crowbar in his right hand. He is covered with feathers. He's even got the gold tooth, which I thought was just a fantastic touch that they included. So clearly this was before
his
he got
on fire.
This was before he got hit with the paint can, obviously.
Right, yeah.
And then he's got fire, and like the top of his little skull cap is burned off, and he's got flames burning on top of his head. So this will be...
Tell me this. Is it an actual... Is it a toy for a human or is it a dog toy? Because it looks kind of like a dog toy.
If this is a dog toy, my dog will never see this ever. It says designed with love, which I could not agree more. Love for Christmas, obviously. But it's from a company called Funny with a PH. So it's P-H-U-N-N-Y. And I'm guessing they make, you know, fun little throwbacky sort of stuffed animal stuff.
Here's, here's a good question for you. Does it have a squeaker in it?
No, no. There's no squeaker inside.
All right, then it's probably for humans.
It does say it's for ages 8 and up. Okay. So I feel like it's not entirely designed for little children. So I feel like it's for me. It's for adults who are obsessed with Christmas. So let's give a shout out to Funny. But anyway, I needed to point that out because I got it. And that night we were at home and my daughter's like, hey, Daddy, can I play with that? And I was like, oh, see. Yeah, this is.
We take the tag off. It reduces its value.
Well, she had just had like dinner and she had macaroni and cheese on her hands. I was like, maybe we should wait until our hands are clean, which was code for I'm going to go hide this in the garage. So,
I can't find it anymore. I'm sorry.
But anyway, yes, there is some legal news going on. I needed to interject that Harry story real quick, but there's some legal news going on in the Christmas world. And I shared this with Eric before we jumped on. And I thought Eric would have known this because this is surrounding, you know, if you go back to season one of Christmas Countdown, Eric picked this song as one of his top 10 on his favorite Christmas songs of all time. It is All I Want for Christmas Is You by Mariah Carey. And there is some legal stuff going on, Eric, around this song. I don't know. There's this guy who filed a complaint in the New Orleans federal court. I don't know like why they call it complaints. Like, shouldn't it be like, I don't know, a lawsuit?
It's like a lawsuit.
Complaint just sounds like he walked into the federal court. It's like, I've got a complaint.
I'm angry.
His name is Andy Stone, and he is seeking at least $20 million in damages from Mariah Carey, her co-writer, and Sony Music Entertainment for copyright infringement and misappropriation, among other claims. So this guy, Andy Stone, he performs as an artist called Vince Vance, and he's a part of this country pop band called Vince Vance and the Valiants. And he basically has accused the defendants of illegally exploiting his popularity and unique style and caused confusion by recording the newer song without his permission. Now, Eric, I brought this up to you before we jumped on here, and you brought up a fantastic point. Where's Andy been? Where's Vince Valiant been for the last, like, nearly 30 years? Like, this song,
did he
like,
just
you
hear
can't
the song?
Have... Yes. I mean, come on, Andy. This is ridiculous.
Hey, that
would be like if I walked in.
Like a song I recorded.
Yeah, like you've had to live under a rock. Has Andy been living on the moon? Has he been, you know, living on Mars with the rover? I don't know. This just seems absolutely ridiculous to me that he would file this lawsuit. I don't even know where to start with my feelings on it, because it just, like, he must have walked in and he was like, hey, you know that song that's been like the number one Christmas song for the last 30 years? That's actually my
realized.
Song.
Yeah.
Andy, if it was 1995, I might have accepted it.
Sure.
But it's 2022, Andy. I feel like this is going to get dismissed. Also, how in the world does he think he's going to be able to battle Mariah Carey and her attorneys? Yeah. Like, they will just run out the clock on this guy.
Is he saying that his popularity is what made the song popular and you know, one of a kind?
Yes.
And that they have exploited Vince Valiant and the Valiantiers or whatever their name was. But, you know, like,
let's get him right. His name is Vince Vance.
Vince Vance.
He's a very, I don't know if you know this. He's got a lot of popularity and a unique style. Vince
very
Vance.
Unique,
and very, very unique. Apparently, according to him, back in 1993, during the Christmas season, he's suggesting or he's alleging that his song received extensive airplay and also appeared on the Billboard charts. Now, if it did appear on the Billboard charts, that gets super interesting. But you know what this is reminding me of, Eric? Remember? This is a throwback to season one when we were talking about Christmas songs. There was another Christmas song that had some legal undertones that we did not know about. Do you remember that?
Was it Jingle Bells? Was it like the...
Jingle?
Not Jingle All the Way.
Bell? Oh,
Jingle Bell Rock. Jingle Bell Rock.
Yes! Ladies and gentlemen.
Jingle Bell Rock, yes. Okay, now I remember. It came back to me. I was pretty close with the Jingle Bells. I was pretty close. I just want to say that.
You were very, very close. And so, obviously, I didn't know that there was so much legal nonsense surrounding all these famous Christmas songs. I mean, maybe, Eric, maybe you and I are in the wrong business. We need to, you've heard of Ambulance right. Chasers. Right. We are the hit Christmas song chasers.
Well, here's the thing. You
we're
know,
like Harry, we're the Harry and Marv of trying to steal Christmas songs. Like, we're not the Wet Bandits. We're the Christmas song bandits.
That's right. You know, it's funny. Ed Sheeran was recently in a big legal battle about one of his songs. I don't remember which one, but somebody essentially claimed that he had ripped off their song. And he ended up winning. And he made an Instagram video kind of saying, listen, I did not steal this person's songs. Do they sound similar? Yes, they do. And he was essentially saying, there's only like so many chord changes that one can do for a song to make sense musically. There is going to be overlap in chord structures of pop songs. Like, everybody writes songs with C, G, D, and E. And you know, there's like a new sort of mini industry, like you're saying, of people that are like mid-level or low-level songwriters claiming that big superstars have ripped off their songs because they have the same chord structure. They think, oh, this sounds kind of similar to this. And I'm sure there is stealing that happens in the music industry, but it's not all the time. And some of it, I think you're right, is like Ambulance Chasers of lower-level people just trying to get some publicity and some cash.
Do you think that their vehicle, rather than going like, wee-oo, wee-oo, goes like, jingle, jingle, something like that, maybe, like these Christmas song chasers?
Probably.
More than likely, yeah. It's rather ironic that Ed Sheeran would have to encounter that, considering, wasn't that movie about the guy where, like, the world forgot about the Beatles? Didn't he also encounter, like, Ed Sheeran in that movie? So that's sort of funny that would then come up in Ed Sheeran's real life.
That movie,
but anyway, beyond...
Yesterday. Great movie.
Yesterday. All my... You know what now we're going to go down this rabbit hole, Eric, because now all I can think about is what the original lyrics were to that song when Paul came up with the melody. Do you know that fun fact?
Of which one?
Yesterday. Scrambled eggs.
Scrambled eggs.
Yes.
Funny.
Na, 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 scrambled eggs. Did you know that?
That's really... No, I didn't know that. That's good, though.
I hope I'm right, and I'm not just spreading fake news.
Misinformation.
Here on the Christmas Countdown Show.
Fake news.
People are like, hey, did you know that Ed Sheeran wrote Scrambled Eggs?
Danny, we got to tell them about our exciting announcement that is, is coming up, and sort of the reason for this mini episode here. We are going to be doing something, folks, that I think you're going to really dig. We know you're going to dig. We talked about this, I believe, on our last mini episode about Dasher Day, which is this idea that it's June 25th and it's like the halfway point to getting to Christmas. And we wanted to do a special sort of event, sort of moment in time with you all for a Dasher Day celebration. So we are going to, on June 25th, we're going to spend like an hour or so doing a special Zoom hangout where we'll listen to Christmas music, we'll do some fun games, we will talk about all things Christmas, music, movies, the lights, the season, the smells, all of it, and you can be a part of it. So instead of just listening to Danny and I just banter on about all things Christmas, you can be a part of the fun. How you're going to do that is you are going to email us at Kringle at, I said at Kringle, let me make that very clear. Email us at our email address, which is kringle@christmascountdownshow.com. I said that correct.
Yes.
Right, Danny?
You Kringle did. We have our own .com now, Eric.
christmascountdownshow.com. Yeah, that is a very big deal. We shouldn't just gloss over that fact. That's a big deal. But yes,
don't
so
go to that website because there's nothing there.
There's nothing there. Yes. But if you go to that email address and email us that you're interested, we will send you the instructions.
Or if you want to just make it super simple on yourselves, go to the liner notes for this episode, click on the link, and that will take you directly to the spot where you can sign up to become a member of our Patreon and thus gain access to our super exclusive, super fun, massively merry Dasher Day party.
We're going to just hang out and talk all things Christmas, and you can ask us anything that you want about Christmas or the podcast or anything like that. So anything else we need to tell them about that, Danny?
Eric, I feel like we need to we need to hype this thing up a little bit. I mean, it's not just hanging out with Eric and Danny, which, you know, for most people is well worth $5. But we are going to listen to some Christmas music. We are also going to invite some of you to join the conversation live. We are going to record this. We are going to release it as an episode. We've also got plans to do some giveaways as well. You know, the holiday season will be upon us before we know it. And who couldn't use a Target gift card or maybe a Starbucks gift card to go get yourself, you know, a little holiday beverage? I know Eric's not the biggest, you know, coffee fan in the world, but I'm sure a lot of our listeners
Starbucks
are.
Yeah.
Fair enough. You do like the apple cider. You are
apple
a fan
cider,
of that, for sure.
Kitty temperature. Yeah.
Of course. Got to get the kid temp. So we're going to have some giveaways. We're even, you know, talking to some potential maybe guests who might surprise us and jump in to join the party. So we figured, you know, we are almost halfway to Christmas, June 25th. And it does beg noting that Dasher Day is something that we have created. Because usually in July, there's what's called, Christmas in July, obviously, because that's when Christmas happens in the Southern Hemisphere. But on the 25th of every month, there's something, I think it's called like Rudolph Day, is something that historically happens on the 25th of every month. But this is our halfway to Christmas moment. We are calling it Dasher Day, and we're going to host this party, and we want you all to be there. It will be live at 5 p.m. Pacific time. On the 25th, we're all going to get together. Us, Chris Sisley, who's our new producer, will be there and is also a host of Christmas Time in the City podcast. And who knows who else, you know, who else may show up and surprise us and be a part of this event. So we hope that you'll join us. Please email us. We're thrilled about it. You know, we've this family, this crew that we've grown over the last, my goodness, 8 months now has just been incredible. And the fact that we'll get to see so many of you, you know, face to face via Zoom is going to be really, really special. And, yeah. And don't you worry. Harry will be there. All right.
You'll be able to actually see him because Danny will show you on the Zoom.
I will. I might even bring my Dean Martin doll too.
Oh yeah, that's a sight to see. It is. It
is.
It really is.
He will sing. His mouth will not move, but
he'll be singing.
Magically, sound will come out. So that's really what, you know, we're excited to talk to you guys here about today is this Dasher Day party. So if you're available, you're interested, please hit us up. And we've got some exciting stuff coming y'all's way. We're already preparing for our big season 2 of Christmas Countdown. I did want to mention one more thing, Eric, before we jump. Speaking of our social media following growing, I sent you a screenshot of this yesterday. We had the TV network, which is very famous for Christmas movies, GACTV, started following us.
Nice.
Yesterday on Instagram. So if you are from the GACTV family, whether you're an actor, whether you are an executive, we just want to welcome you to the Christmas Countdown Show crew. And, you know, maybe we'll find some ways to work together this season. Who
Absolutely.
Knows?
Absolutely. That sounds like an awesome possibility, and I love that. Let me say one more thing to our listeners before we head out. Make sure that if you are going to come to our Dasher Day celebration, you don't have to do this, but just as a challenge to you, start thinking of cool ideas for countdowns. We definitely have ideas for season 2, but we want to make this as much of a community as we can. So if you have ideas of, you know, oh, you know, they didn't do top 10 favorite colors of Christmas trees and you want to suggest it, bring those to Dasher Day because those will definitely help us. And we want to give you guys what you want to hear about Christmas. So again, thank you so much for listening. And if you're checking us out for the first time, make sure you follow us on all of our socials, which Danny's going to tell you real quick because Danny's the social media manager. He's the manager. Tell him what our handles are, Danny.
It's all I've ever wanted to be in my life was the social media manager of a Christmas podcast. I have finally done it, ladies and gentlemen. I thought the show was starting so I could live out my radio host dreams, but really it was just so I could pretend to be 25 and a social media manager. Yes, we are at Christmas Countdown Show on TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook. You can also follow us on Twitter at Xmas Pod. And Eric, you know, I was thinking, I know we have the way that we like to wrap up our show normally, but I was thinking maybe before we do that, what if we just gave the people just a little taste of you and me singing a little part of a Christmas carol? What do you think about that?
Sure.
I was thinking maybe, how about We Wish You a Merry Christmas? Do you know that one?
I do.
It'd be funny if
the trick
if
is going to be
it.
with our little bit of delay here. I don't know how this is going to go,
yes.
But let's give it a shot, Danny. All right, here
All
we
right.
go. I'll start.
Five,
I'm gonna start a
six. Oh, wait.
This is brilliant.
Oh, I can't wait to hear
right,
how
I'm
this
gonna
sounds.
Start. I'm going to start, and then you join in, and we'll see if it syncs up. We'll see. Here we go.
Should I try to start like a second later?
Yeah, I think you should, because there's a little delay okay. usually from your end. Here we go, Ray. Okay. We wish you a Merry Christmas.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a...
It sounds like it's in a round. We can't do it. We tried, folks. We tried.
Maybe we should sing it in a round. Let's sing it in a round. You go first. All right, here we go. Let's try once. Let's just try once. People want to hear this. Try. They're screaming in the cars right now.
Okay, here we go. Here we go. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Oh my gosh. The problem was I started singing the same melody that you were singing in the second part. I was I can't go back to the beginning note.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
We'll work on this, folks. We're still a burgeoning young podcast. We're figuring these things out. But thank you guys so much.
Wait, I just had a brilliant idea that will ensure that we can sing songs in time. Should we be together in person, you and me, for the Dasher Day party?
This is a possibility.
Wait, what do you mean this is a possibility?
Well, you know, I got to look at the calendar and see where I'm going to be. I don't know if I can get to you. I don't know if you can get to me. We got to figure these things out. We don't have to do this all on air.
I own a car.
Oh, he does own a car, everybody. He owns a car!
Some might call it my sleigh.
Ooh, that was good. Ding! One more right before we go.
Anyway.
You know what, Danny? I can't remember. How do we end these episodes? We say...
Are you kidding me?
I remember now. Okay, I remember now. I think so. I think so. You have to realize I'm 41 years old now. My brain is like melting slowly. It's leaking out my ears. All right,
I was wondering what that was. Okay.
That's what it is. It's brain matter. All right. Thank you, everybody, for listening. We're going to let you go on that. Again, please check us out for Dasher Day on June 25th at 5 p.m. Pacific time. Email us at kringle@christmascountdownshow.com. Hit us up on the socials. Thank you for all of your love and support and follows. Tell your friends about it. We can't wait to see you on Dasher Day. And as we say every episode on the Christmas Countdown Show, Merry Christmas
and Happy Holidays.